Hearing is conditional use number 2161, Howard Weston Development Company LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional office for accounting, tax preparation, bookkeeping services to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.9468 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9, approximately 0.38 mile west of Sweetbriar Road. The 911 address is 29065 Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9, Lewis. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 4, Parcel 80. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis an exhibit booklet, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the results of the service level evaluation that did not require a TIS, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and there were also two letters in support of the application. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Mr. Schrader.
Mr. Chairman, good evening. Members of the Commission, for the record, my name is Dennis Schrader, and I'm the attorney for Howard Weston Development Company, LLC. And I will not embarrass Mr. Robertson with my bar ID number.
It's like 14.
Four bar number. Yeah.
Right after Caesar Rodney. That's what I told him once before.
Maybe. Might be close to that. I have with me this evening John Travis and Dave Roberts from Howard Weston Development Company. For this particular application, as you are keenly aware by now, this is a piece of property that is located on Route 9. The best way to describe it is that it's not far removed from the Moose Club. On Route 9, as you head towards Hopkins Dairy Farm, and it's across the road from the Habitat from Humanity, or for Humanity, sales office. The property is 41,243 square feet. It's not particularly large, but it is 1 acre. It's in an AR1 zone district, and on it is currently a single family dwelling and a garage. We have come before you tonight for a conditional use application in order to allow my clients to place an accounting office on this property. We have submitted to you an exhibit book, and in that exhibit book are a number of items that are related to this application, including the application, a copy of the survey. There is an aerial photo of the site and the surrounding area. And it's okay, Janelle, if you don't want to go through all of that. But there was a DelDOT level of service request form made, and there was also a report indicating no difficulty. We have copies of the current zoning map, the comprehensive plan map, the future land map, the state strategy for spending map, a copy of the deed. We have a detail indicating what the proposed signage might be. And lastly, but not least, we have proposed findings of fact and conditions of approval. What we have in this particular area, and Janelle, if we could go to the aerial photo of the neighborhood. I guess the best way to describe this has become an area that was originally a horse farm. It then became a subdivision, and currently it is now slowly evolving into a bit of a commercial area. And there are a number of facilities located here. At one end is the Hopkins Dairy Farm with its ice cream stand, and at the other end there is a gun shop, Millman's Hardware and Appliances. You have the Moose Club. You have an antique store, a store called Sassy Chic, which I'm not sure what they do. Maybe Vince knows. And there's Moonlight Architecture, and we're immediately adjacent to a property called Platinum Roofs. The area what we propose to put on this site is to convert a single family dwelling into a conditional use to allow my client to do accounting services and tax preparation. There are three bedrooms, a living room, a kitchen, and a bathroom on site that total 1,344 square feet. The proposal is to make those three bedrooms into offices, use the living room as a reception area, and the kitchen and the restroom would remain the same. We have the ability to put 8 parking places on site, which complies with the requirements. My clients would propose that they be allowed to operate from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 5 on Saturday, and no hours on Sunday. I know that seems extremely like a long period of time to be open, particularly during the week. The problem you run into as we get closer to April 15th, business picks up. Beginning probably on April 16th, and for the next couple weeks thereafter, my clients will not necessarily be open, if at all. But then after that, they will start closing at normal business hours and not be running the same strength that they do during the tax season. The property will be landscaped, and there is proposed signage. The signage will be provided by Rogers Sign. It will include LED sign. There will be brightness and timer controls on it so that it is not on 24 hours a day. It'll only be on during hours of operation or the hours that they are open. At this time, I'd like to have Mr. Travis come forward. And if you'll state your name for the record, please.
John Travis.
We're going to turn this around, okay?
Okay, good. A little shorter.
Mr. Travis, you've heard what I've said. Will you confirm, please, that I have accurately restated your intentions?
Yes, you have very accurately stated about my intentions, our intentions.
Would you like to describe for the benefit of the commission what the accounting and tax preparation services are that you prepare and do on site?
Normally we just do by appointment only. The appointments are scheduled ahead of time, but we do have people that come in, drop off stuff. So there would be different times, there would be a different number of people there. Right now, probably be like three employees, including myself.
And at any one time, what would be the number of customers or clients that you would have?
You may have probably maybe two, at the most three different customers, but if they're carrying kids with them, there may be more people. But as far as vehicle-wise, maybe two or three more vehicles.
And this site is adequate to provide those services?
Yes, it is.
You've also heard me talk about the hours of operation. Does that accurately reflect what you all would like to do?
During tax season, yes. After tax season, hopefully not.
You can always do less, can't you?
We can do less.
And as far as the signage is concerned, the signage, the proposal you have is with Roger Sign is included in the exhibit book, correct?
Yes, it is.
And I have indicated to the commission that it's your intention that that signage not be on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Correct.
What would you propose?
I would propose just to, as far as dim it, when the sun goes down, the light sign goes off, except possibly during tax season when the hour may be open more hours, which would probably be from the 1st of February to the middle of April.
But you wouldn't have it on all night?
No. Once we leave, it goes off.
I have no further questions of Mr. Travis. And if you want to take a seat for a second, I'll do some housekeeping and we'll answer some questions. I don't think I need to belabor you all with a long spiel on what the benefits of a conditional use are. There are conditions that you can impose upon a conditional use. We have provided you, I should mention that there were two letters of no opposition from the adjacent property owners that were submitted. We've received the DLDOT report on the traffic impact of this particular site and the business that's proposed. As you know, under the conditional use, we're looking to see if the rigid application of the law can be not quite work or not quite protect the neighbors. We think that you can by imposing the conditions that we have proposed. The use is a semi-public or public use in the sense that it's an accounting and tax preparation service. It is desirable, particularly this time of year, and convenient for the good citizens of Sussex County to have those services available to them. As far as the comp plan and the state strategies map are concerned, this property is not particularly affected by them. As to the impact on any neighboring properties, I think you will agree that by reducing the use of the signage, other than to the hours that were suggested by Mr. Travis, we can minimize the effects, and the neighbors have indicated they have no particular opposition to the project. And lastly, we would ask you to approve the project as presented. If you have any questions, Mr. Travis, Ms. Roberts, and I are available.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
I do have a question because the hours are going to be later in the evening, and given this time of year without sunlight, do you plan on any parking lighting?
Yes, there in fact is lighting to be, when the landscaping is done, there will be lighting that will illuminate the driveway in and the parking spaces, but it will not be pylon lighting, I don't think.
Correct. Shooting up in the air.
More like landscaping lights.
Downward lighting.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, is the driveway and the parking paved, or is it gravel?
Not yet. Will it be?
I mean, you're planning to?
It will be paved.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I have.
Okay. All right, Mr. Mayor?
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins?
I mean, not that I really care, but didn't we approve one for these guys, or was that somebody else?
Not us.
Okay. There was another accounting.
I had the same recollection.
Because it was two guys.
Yeah. It was the same area, I want to say.
I thought maybe they're moving up, because this is a nice-looking place. So, you know, maybe their business is good, and they're relocating down the street. I don't know.
You're thinking of Mike Johnson, right?
I don't know.
It was, yeah, no, I had the same memory. Yeah.
Okay. No questions. Thanks. Looks good.
Ms. Stevenson?
No, I have no questions.
Okay. Stan?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Ms. Corwin?
None, thank you.
Councilman?
None, thanks.
All right, sir. Great. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2161, Howard Weston Development Company, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2161? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.